Hollywood is rolling out the red carpets for award season. The grand finale will be the Oscars at the end of February. Real red carpets in a world where movie designs often involve the clicks of a mouse, computer-generated imagery that creates scenery and special effects. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg has this look back to an earlier day, which demanded handmade solutions to film design challenges. And there's a new book out tracing a century of Hollywood art direction.
You want movie magic? Look at Dr. Zhivago. The Russian Revolution, hot passion in a very cold place.
I can remember seeing that film years ago and freezing in the theater.
Kathy Whitlock is author of Designs on Film, A Century of Hollywood Art Direction.
You just felt the coldness of that whole set. And ironically, that was filmed in the summer in Spain on a soundstage.
Production designer John Box had to create an ice palace. An onion-domed love nest was built. Then Box and his crew made it icy.
And they would literally spray all the architecture, the chandeliers, the interior furniture with hot wax, and then they'd pour cold water on it to create that ice effect.
White wax solidified, glistening in places with handfuls of marble dust.
So I'm putting on my top hat, tying up my white tie, brushing off my tail.
More glisten and gloss was created by 1930s production designers for the Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers movies. The black and white films had Art Deco set designs and streamlined dance floors, fashioned at RKO with an early form of plastic.
The floors were made with a material which was new at the time called Bakelite. The dance floor was very hard to maintain. Of course, all the high heels were constantly scratching the floors. They had to go back and repolish them between takes. So it was a high-maintenance material.
Ginger Rogers doing everything Fred Astaire did backwards and in high scuffing heels. Chinatown. Director Roman Polanski's 1974 classic about bringing water to Los Angeles.
Mulvihill, what are you doing here?
Shut my water off. What's it to you?
How'd you find out about it? You don't drink it. You don't take a bath in it.
Chinatown's production designer Richard Silbert made water and its absence the movie's visual motif.
You had to have parched landscape. You had to have colors that reflected this parched landscape, you know, hay, straw, orange, red, brown. You became thirsty watching that movie.
The only green spots in Chinatown are places where rich people live, those powerful enough to bring water to their property. Everyone else suffered through the drought under a sky that's always white. No clouds.
Yeah, they would have shot to the south whenever possible and overexposed the sky.
That's Thomas Walsh, president of the Art Directors Guild. He says film designers are narrative artists who translate the screenwriter's concept into visuals you can shoot. Art directors and set designers will go to extraordinary ends to make a scene look authentic. For the 1976 film All the President's Men, about the uncovering of the Watergate scandal by reporters Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward, production designer George Jenkins recreated the Washington Post newsroom. Author Kathy Whitlock says Jenkins and his team did their research at the paper's real offices in Washington, D.C.
They literally itemized, measured, photographed, detailed every square inch of that newsroom. It was really incredible. The Post sent them boxes of trash, a lot of papers, government directories, mail, things that they could use for authenticity to spread across the desk on the Burbank soundstage.
Tom Walsh, the Art Directors Guild chief, says his people spend lots of time foraging for artifacts to make the magic look real. Walsh calls them all cultural anthropologists. Nice title.
It is. You know, we have a lot of descriptions. I mean, also barkeep and, you know, department shrink. You know, it's a long list.
But we digress.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
So, in the golden age of Hollywood, how did they make the yellow brick road for The Wizard of Oz? Not with bricks, Natch. Can't dance on bricks. They painted brick shapes onto a flat floor. And the color?
the story that I've heard is that the initial yellow that they used looked green in the camera tests. Ultimately, they actually went down to the local hardware store and bought their industrial yellow paint, and it seemed to work just fine.
In the Land of Oz, the Emerald City had colored horses, white, then purple, then bright red, then yellow. How'd they do that?
The horses were colored with jello crystals.
And Kathy Whitlock says they had to keep recoloring them because between takes, the animals would lick off the sugary jello. Then there's the poor, starved Civil War horse pulling Scarlett O'Hara's wagon in Gone with the Wind. William Cameron Menzies was the production designer.
Woebegone was the horse. And you remember the scene where she was going back to Tara and they were going over the bridge and they were beating the horse and it just collapses. And they had to find a new horse because the original one that was supposedly thin had gained weight and his ribs were no longer visible. So they had to paint dark shadows to make the horse look gaunt.
They burned Atlanta in Gone with the Wind, or to recreate the burning of Atlanta, they burned leftover sets from King Kong and the Garden of Allah on a lot in Culver City, just blocks from where I'm speaking. It is said the flames were 500 feet high sometimes, and Culver City residents kept phoning local police and fire stations in great alarm. Imagining for the Movies, Designs on Film, A Century of Hollywood Art Direction. The book is full of tales of the fakery and fun involved in getting us to sit in front of screens, sometimes in dark movie theaters, and really believe. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Culver City, California.
And you can see the designs, those paintings and drawings behind some classic films, from Cleopatra to Dr. Zhivago, at our website, npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.